Time for the weekend kickoff with Phil Devine, Armando Vasquez, Ballpark Frank, and Big T Terrence. Start your weekend off with all the news on the gridiron, in the cage, in the ring, and anywhere else that sports is happening. The weekend kickoff is brought to you by Vegas Discount Nutrition, number one for all your nutrition and supplement needs, with multiple locations around the valley to serve you better. Now, here are the guys to kick off your weekend on ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM.
And welcome in and good Saturday morning. Weekend kickoff, ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM, brought to you by Vegas Discount Nutrition with five locations around the valley to serve you better. All your nutrition and supplement needs. Head on over there. Get everything you need to get in shape, to stay in shape, to attempt to get in shape, whatever you need or want. And by the way, if you're like, I don't know what I need, I don't know what's right for me, just ask the people over there. They are all experts. They can tell you and set you on that righteous path. The only thing they can't do is get into the gym and do your workouts for you. That's up to you. And I'm actually talking to myself when I say that. Ballpark Frank Harnish here, Armando Vasquez. Phil's taking a week off. Big T's out wheeling and dealing and doing his thing. So, but we got a lot to get to today. And full disclosure, because I like to be honest with people, I'm not here right now.
How dare you, Frank?
I'm here right now.
The ponies are more important.
But I need a weekend off. My good friend, Mr. Doug Douglas, is heading out to Santa Anita. He invited me along. So as you are listening to this, I'm probably listening to it as well, because I'm in the car and I'm off to Arcadia, California to check out Santa Anita Racetrack, check out some of the races out there today. So we are actually taping this early. In fact, too early to talk about the Bellator card last night, so we don't know the results of that. So
sorry,
we will skip that one. But again, we're trying to be honest, and you're going, hey, you guys talk about MMA and boxing. Well, we're not covering that card because we don't know what happened. I probably did see it, but I didn't see it before we recorded the show.
No, definitely. Plus, you know, with Rampage being overweight and all that, it's probably not worth it.
Did I say that?
Oops.
We are well, he outweighs King Mo by 41 pounds.
I hear you.
And that's getting ready. Who knows what it really – well, I guess you don't have to rehydrate if you're already like that.
Rehydrate?
Yeah, hell, you know, maybe I'll see him at Santa Anita later on today, because on the infield, it's barbecue day out at Santa Anita. So,
no wonder you're going. All right.
He might be getting out there and putting on even a few more pounds. I'm only 253. I still got 12 pounds to play with. we will get to a variety of different topics today, and in honor of April Fool's Day, I'm going to act a fool and maybe even sneak in a little WrestleMania talk to make Armando happy.
Yes. Well, hey, wait.
And make
wait,
Phil upset because he's not here. So let me finish. So it's a double-edged sword that I swing around these parts.
I hear you.
But first off, and I know you want to talk about this. I've been talking about it on various shows all during the week.
Yes,
the Raiders are coming to Vegas. When exactly they're going to be here, we don't really know at this point.
Some people think it's 2019, right? Or 2020?
Well, 2020 is when the stadium will be done. Some people think they might play at Sam Boyd Stadium. The NFL says no to that right now, but they do have time to make some modifications and different things. A lot of rumors about whether they'll stay in Oakland. Mark Davis says he wants to stay up there for at least 2 years, maybe all three of them, before the new stadium is ready. How will the fans behave? What's going on there? Did find out some information sitting in on SeatNet on Fox 1340 this week that, and I don't know if everybody knows this, the season tickets for the Raiders are sold out for next year.
Yes.
So, but they don't have to have all their final payments in. So we'll still see how that turns out. I don't think it's going to be a problem getting butts in the seats necessarily.
I remember seeing Mark Davis somewhere saying that he would give refunds to people that want him.
Yeah, he would give refunds, and I think some of the people, from people I've talked to, your final payment for the Raiders isn't due until like May or something like that, so some people could withhold on that or something if they wanted to as well. So just because you have a season ticket doesn't mean it's all paid for. I think because they're a good team, I think that they will still sell the seats. Might be a little bit less. They might not be sold out every game. What I think the concern and the worry is, how will the crowd behave up there knowing that they're essentially rooting for a lame duck team. I think most of the people are going to go, you know what, if we're going to lose them, hopefully they can win us a Super Bowl before they get out of town.
Exactly. That would be. But I'm like,
but you know there's hooligans and there's people out there trying to cause trouble.
What are they going to do? I mean, okay, if they cause trouble up in the – I mean, they're just hurting themselves. I mean, what, are they going to jump on the field and hit some football player?
What do people do when they cause riots all over the place or do something, or when they beat somebody up in the stands or in the parking lot or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, you're wearing a Vegas Raiders shirt? Bam! Here's a beer in your face followed by my fist or something. I mean, things can happen.
I would not wear a Vegas Raiders shirt in Oakland
but
at any time.
Somebody might.
Why would they?
Because some people just don't know. People think that you can still go places. Why would you wear an opposing team's jersey someplace? I've done it my whole life when I've gone and supported any of my teams on the road. Be it the Bears, the Blackhawks, the Bulls. I've seen all those teams in cities other than Chicago. I never felt endangered. Sometimes you get a good-natured ribbing or something. But in this day and age, it's a little bit different. And with a team like that, with the reputation of the black hole, you know, so if you haven't been there, you know, it's like going on the freeway in a city you don't know. You make a wrong turn, you turn right when you should have turned left, and all of a sudden you're in a neighborhood and you go, how the hell did I get here? And more importantly, how do I get out of here?
Yes, and fast.
And that's what it might be like. I hope it's not.
No,
I hope that they act civil. And I think the majority of the fans will. But remember, it only takes one knucklehead or one group of them wanting to cause trouble, looking to cause trouble, and it doesn't have to be a Raider fan. All they have to do is be under the guise of saying they're a Raider fan and a Raider Nation. I'm wearing silver and black, so I'm a Raider fan. Bam, I'm going to punch you in the face or smash my beer over your head. And you know that those kind of incidents are going to be escalated even more in the media and everything else if and when they do happen. We'll see how long they do stay up there in Oakland. I don't think they're going to be in Sam Boyd. I think they are going to wait till the new stadium's done. Mark Davis has been kind of adamant about that, he wants the first game here to be the first game in the big, bad new stadium. So where will they be if they're not in Oakland? There was talk of Qualcomm, although, again, Seats buddy Eric Williams from ESPN.
I heard it.
It might be demolished
or something?
Yeah, he thinks Qualcomm will be demolished within a couple years because there's going to be nobody to play there.
Yes.
There's talk of playing in Levi Stadium. There's talk of playing someplace else in Los Angeles. And then there's also recently been talk about San Antonio. San Antonio has a football stadium there.
San Antonio?
San Antonio has a stadium there.
Yes.
They've been trying to get the NFL there for a long time. I don't think they ever will because the Cowboys and Texans won't let that happen. But since Jerry Jones was one of the ones pushing so hard for the Raiders to come here to Vegas, I don't think he would have a problem with saying, yeah, fine, they can play here 1 year in San Antonio till the stadium in Vegas is ready. So if it was that third year or something, I don't know where they'll end up. And I think San Antonio would welcome them with open arms to say, look, let's make this work and show the NFL that we can make it work. I got news for you, San Antonio. The question isn't whether or not it would work in San Antonio. We know Texas is football crazy.
Yes.
The question is, will Jerry Jones and the Cowboys and the Houston Texans, will they ever let a third team in your state? The answer to that seems to be a pretty loud no. However, 3 to 5 years ago, it was a loud no that the NFL would ever be here in Vegas. So maybe something could happen, but I still don't see that. Where do you think? Do you think they play all 3 years in Oakland?
I'm thinking that after this year, they're gone. They got to go somewhere else.
See, that's what I'm thinking too. But I don't know where.
But the thing is, where? I mean, if people are adamant that they can't play at Sam Boyd for whatever reason,
well, the NFL has said several reasons that they cannot play at Sam Boyd.
Okay, I've heard those reasons. At the same token, I mean, why can't that be fixed for a couple of years? I mean, it's probably a waste of money and a waste of time, but why not?
And that's one of the reasons. Yeah. To put all sorts of money in something that then you're going to demolish right after it's done seems a little bit silly in a lot of people's mind.
Yes.
They've already got $750,000 here from the city to build the stadium with some help from some banks and other things. You'd have to pave all the parking lots. You'd have to completely update the luxury boxes.
And the locker rooms.
The locker rooms. And here was one of the biggest things that they mentioned. When the NFL went out there, and they saw that all the food at Sam Boyd Stadium is catered in by a truck because there is no hookups to make food out there. And then the NFL mandates that all food sold at an NFL game must be made on the premises of that game. They can't make anything there.
No.
They can't boil water to boil a hot dog or something. So that means you'd have to put in gas lines, all the equipment and everything else for one season of football because everything would have to be made there.
Yeah.
I don't think logistically it can be done. You're talking putting tens of millions of dollars into the stadium for 1 year.
Nope, you can't.
When you have other options that they can go to.
Well, really, going to San Antonio sounds far-fetched to me.
It doesn't that much to me because Mark Davis has a lot of businesses down there. Wow. He has some stuff that he does down there, and San Antonio is, they are dying for a franchise. They want more than just the Spurs. They've tried to get the NBA. They've tried to get the NHL. They've tried to get football. San Antonio wants to show that they also are a major league city. Right now, they're only known for the Spurs, and the Spurs are a very good basketball team.
Oh, yes.
But they're also a very quiet, humble, not a headline-grabbing type of team.
And they've won lots of titles.
They have, but... But and when you think of San Antonio, you think of the Spurs.
Yes.
San Antonio would like you to think of the Spurs and something else.
Anything else. Well, I have family there, so I know the area well. I just can't see the Raiders playing anywhere other than California or here. I don't see it. So, I mean, I hear people talking about one of the colleges. I mean, you got Stanford, you got Berkeley, they can go to one of them if they don't want to go to Levi Stadium. And at the same token, I mean, it's the same, you know, fans, same nation, the Raider fans that are there. So why not go there? But, again, in the end, it's just, they should just stay put and deal with whatever the ramifications of what, you know, fans are going to do or not going to do or show up or if the stadium is filled with the opposing team's fans.
It almost seems to me like if they do go someplace, it almost has to be a neutral type site. If they go to Los Angeles, and there's been talk of them going to L.A.
Playing at the Coliseum again?
Playing at the Coliseum.
Just to tease them?
But again, okay.
That's three teasing
exactly.
LA.
Here you go. Here's what you're not going to have. Here's the Raiders. Here's the team you want in L.A. Here's the two teams you have in L.A. Now enjoy this one for this year because they're going to be leaving L.A. again. Well, I don't think that would work out for. I do think they would sell a ton of tickets, and I do think they would do well there. But the fan base would not be happy when they again immediately left them.
Exactly.
Palo Alto, Stanford does seem like a viable option to me. They got a gigantic stadium.
Yes, they do.
You might as well use it. I don't think they would sell that out 100,000 seats every game, but they wouldn't have to. They could blacken off certain sections on that and make it work. And that's kind of
Berkeley
the same? Yeah.
I mean, they're closer to Berkeley, correct?
Yeah, I think so. But, I mean, it's... Yeah. But either way, whatever they did, like, you know, the Rose Bowl, I mean, that's a place that maybe they could play.
Pasadena, yes.
But again, then you're teasing Los Angeles. Qualcomm, if it was still there, Seat Williams seems to think that the San Diego fans would go nuts for it, that they would love it. But again, would you really love it knowing that Here's a peek at what you can't have.
Definitely. Well, let me ask you, Frank. All right. This year's, everybody assumes they're a playoff team. Okay? The second year, let's say they stay in Oakland. Let's say they win the Super Bowl. That third year, they're going to defend their crown. Do you think would they want them to leave? They know they have one more year at least with them. I'm thinking, no, they're going to. That's the only way I see them staying there. But
yeah, I mean, and I could see that happening too. It very well could happen. The key to me is this upcoming season.
Yes.
How do the fans behave there? How are the attendance? And right now we have people in the Oakland City Council trying to end their contract right now. They don't want them playing there this upcoming season.
Yeah, that.
So
dude is-
we'll see what happens. When it comes to the Raiders, now, I know we give you crud about it all the time.
Yes.
You're a Rams fan. You're a 49er fan. So if Phil was here, I have to ask on his behalf, you going to become a Raider fan now?
Well,
now they're in the city that you actually do live in.
Yeah. Now, well, and see, and it's a
not
little,
the one that you used to live in.
Yes. And it's a strange little dynamic that's going on. I mean, because I've already have my Golden Knights gear. And, you know, the kids are getting Golden Knights gear. Now,
Vegas's first major league professional team.
Without a doubt, yes. Now, and I always said I would never, ever, I mean, I've never liked the Raiders. In fact, I've despised them. I've never been a fan. So my thing is, if I ever wear Raider gear whatsoever, it's gotta say Las Vegas or Vegas or whatever. That if it does, the word's not on there, I won't purchase it.
Right. So it won't just be a generic Raiders shirt or hat or whatever. Yeah. It will be Vegas Raiders.
It's gotta be Las Vegas. But as far as my children go, who, you know, of course, they're all fans of everything I am. They will probably grow up to be Raider fans, even though I probably won't care for it, but they will. I mean.
Right, but you'll respect their decision to do so.
Yes.
Because this is their city, their home. Haven't been. As you've mentioned a few times on the show, your son Marcus says, "Why do I like Boise, Dad? I've never been there.
I've never been there.
I've never been there.
I'm a rebel.
They play on a stupid Smurf turf."
Yes. Yes, he. So it's like, and that's another thing that with this stadium, that now he, you know, it'll be nice to put him in Rebel gear.
You listen to the Weekend Kickoff, ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM, brought to you by Vegas Discount Nutrition. Ballpark Frank, Armando Vasquez, talking a little about the Raiders coming out here. What about the Raiders coming out here? Obviously, they're not changing their color scheme or anything. They're silver and black. Now I hear everybody saying, "We're the silver and black state. We're the silver and black state." We heard that before. I have to tell you, I think Bill Foley made a genius move when he decided not to have the hockey team, the Silver Knights, and be silver and black.
Yeah.
I think he knew the Raiders were coming here, or at least that there was a very good likelihood that they would. And if they were silver and black as well, although we know that they're the first professional team, the NHL was here first before the NFL.
Oh, yes.
In fact, if Bill Foley doesn't do what he does, we probably aren't even talking about the Raiders.
No.
If Adelson doesn't do the stuff talking about the stadium, even though he's on the outside looking in now, if he doesn't get that ball rolling, we're not talking about the Raiders being here right now.
Yes.
But to the novice fan and to the rest of the nation, if he would have gone with silver and black and been the Silver Knights, most people would have just assumed, because people don't want to do the research. They might point and Google something once in a while, but otherwise they just assume they know. They would have just assumed, "Oh, wow, they got the same color as the Raiders there, huh? Oh, by the way, aren't the Kings also silver and black?" Silver and black would have been a horrible color scheme for that team. In hindsight, being the Golden Knights in the number one gold-producing state in the United States of America, I think Foley made a great move going with Golden Knights.
No,
plus, we all knew he wanted Black Knights. And what are the Black Knights of Army's colors? Black and gold.
Black and gold. Oh, there you go. Look at that. Okay. Did not know that, though, Frank.
Yep. So, yeah, and that's one thing that Foley actually, the night that they announced the team, he said, "Well, you know, everybody, we know it's the Silver State, but the silver mines have actually died down a lot. Nevada is the number one gold producer in this country. Wow. We produce more gold than anybody." So the Golden State, Golden State's kind of taken by California.
Yeah.
But their gold mines have dried up. We're still active here in Nevada.
No, okay.
So are you a silver and black or a golden black guy?
Oh, no. Golden black. Could never be silver and black. And I have lots of friends that are, you know, Raider Nation. I have family that are Raider fans, and it's just not going to happen. Although I do have lots of people, I don't know about you, but lots of people already calling me about, "Hey, you know, when we come down, can we stay with you? Hey, can we, you know, or you work in radio, right? Can you get us tickets?" You know what? Let me get me one for me, not for you, pal.
You know, one of my least favorite commercials on TV is that commercial, is it stuff, whatever company it is, that has the ticket tree. Because I truly think people that know that we work in the medium just assume that we have a ticket tree here in the building, and we it's like, yeah, oh no, no, of course they don't sell tickets to any event. They give them all to us, and we just have them dropping. In fact, I got to get the rake and go rake the tickets right now and see what's. I have shows here, I have movies over there. Oh, here's some food certificates, and of course we have any big ticket item that you could possibly want. Because why would they sell tickets for $100 plus a pop when they can give them to us to give away to every single person we know? Including people that are Facebook friends with you that you've never even met or something. But, hey, I'm coming to Vegas or whatever. It is crazy how everybody just thinks we have tickets for everything.
Yes. Oh, like I even turned off my Facebook for a couple of days after the announcement.
Yeah, it's kind of it really is kind of crazy. You know me. Yes. I'm going to be a backer of the Golden Knights first and foremost.
Oh, of course.
For one thing, I really want the NHL to work out here.
Oh, me too.
The one thing that I am a little bit leery of is with the Raiders making this announcement, it's obviously taken some of the thunder away from the NHL team. No pun intended, since our hockey team before this was the Thunder, one of them. But
my thing last week was how no one talked about the world champion or the World Series champions being in town, and nobody was talking about it. Nobody cared.
Well, you know, I think part of the thing for that was because the Cubs were so successful, they sold out so early this year.
Well,
they didn't do a big media tour. They didn't do media. They didn't do media buys in that because they didn't have to.
No,
because they were already sold out. But you're right.
But at the same token, they have a local guy who's stud baseball player.
And if you saw that right before the game on Saturday, there was a ton. I haven't seen that much media on the field at Cashman Field, maybe ever.
Yeah, no, I don't think so either. You know, and I'm like, you know, they haven't won a World Series in, 108 years? What was
108
it?
Years it was, yep.
I'm like, and nobody cared because of this announcement.
Yep. Yeah, no, I mean, the Golden Knights were put on the back burner. Anything at UNLV was put on. The Final Four, the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody's brackets busted, but the Raiders are coming to town. So, no, that definitely took over everything. But it also just shows you the power of the NFL. Oh. The NFL is gigantic. Some other news about the Golden Knights I want to share with you. I think you've probably heard this, but maybe some of our listeners haven't. When the draft comes up, it'll be on June 20th for the Golden Knights, and then they will make the announcement on the 21st of who they drafted. The draft I'm talking about is they get one player from every single team in the NHL. The teams basically have to leave 7 forwards, 3 defensemen, and 1 goalie available to be drafted. So they're going to have some decent players. It'll be mostly 3rd and 4th line players that will be eligible for them to draft. But there was talk, the GMs didn't want that list made public. They didn't want anybody to know who it was. They said it was because they didn't want players that were being left unprotected to feel bad or have something bone to chew with them or whatever. I talked with Ryan, a hockey guy, on our Rink Rats podcast and on the show about
that. Loved your show this week.
Appreciate that. And what we had discussed about that was we both thought that it was GMs fearing looking stupid for some of the players that they may leave on the list, or maybe, you know, ticking somebody off that it's like, wait a second, you don't think enough of me to protect me with everything I've done for this organization or whatever? So the GMs wanted it that Vegas on the 21st would make their announcement and say, here's our players, and then we would know who the players were, having no idea did they do a good job or bad job picking, because we wouldn't know what they have them put up against.
Yeah.
Now we're going to get to know. On the 17th at 5 p.m. Eastern, so 2 p.m. here, we're going to know the eligible players from every team.
Ooh.
And then we can look at them. Then the Golden Knights have to submit their selections by the 20th, and they'll make the announcement on the 21st. So they'll have that day also to maybe fly some of these people in. On the 21st is when they're going to unveil the jerseys, reportedly. Yes. Might be some names on the back of them of the players that will be with the Vegas Golden Knights.
Yes.
You might get a jersey of your player, and you're going to know who's playing for the team. Now, they can also sign free agents and different things, so that's going to be an exciting time. But I'll tell you, when the NHL was saying that they weren't going to allow that out, that they were seriously thinking about it, thank goodness they finally came to their senses. Because for one thing, I want to play along and look at every team and see who are they taking from the Blackhawks? I'm a Blackhawk fan. okay, now who are we going to get from the Kings? Oh, the Minnesota Wild left this guy out. I mean, it's going to be fun and exciting. And then, and of course, the GM, McPhee's going to be second guest. You're going to go, how could you – why didn't you take this guy? And he said, well, because we had all the forwards we needed, but this guy's a strong defenseman, and we thought that was more important. And then he'll have to rationalize it all, but at least now we can play along.
Now, yeah, we – well, Vegas as a whole can finally get in – can have their say of their team because, let's be honest, this is their team. I mean, and, you know, I guess the coach – is that – is it a coach? Or what are they called? The hockey coach.
Well, they haven't named a coach yet officially. Yeah, yeah. Right now they have the general manager. So they have a lot of different people involved, yeah, and stuff, but they haven't named a coach yet.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, but it is called a coach, yeah, not a manager coach, or
yes,
not a whatever.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
yeah.
Yes. Joel Quenneville, one of the best coaches in the NHL, third winningest of all time, of course, behind the bench of the Chicago Blackhawks.
Oh, God.
Suter with the Kings. So, no, I mean, there's some really good coaches. And
yes.
John Tortorella, much maligned after the World Cup this year. People were asking how he even had a friggin' job, literally. And he's got the Columbus Blue Jackets, the second best record in the NHL right now. So,
wow.
You know, some guys rise to the occasion. So a coach can be very important because in the NHL, you're constantly getting injuries. You're constantly sitting guys for this, that, or the other. You have four lines on every team. Who gets much ice time? Who mixes with who? Trust me, NHL coaches get questioned all the time.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because I'm one of them that questions them all the time.
Well, Frank, your show this week, I was really – I didn't know that they had a concussion protocol and that they have problem with that. I didn't know that was a big deal at the moment.
Well,
like it is
again,
in football.
Because everybody talks about the NFL.
Yeah. It wasn't
the NHL is getting sued by former players for millions and millions of dollars as well. You know who else is? Soccer.
Soccer
around the world, from all the headers that they do on the field and from the collisions they have and that kind of stuff, there's a huge concussion problem in soccer.
Okay.
This sort of stuff is way more to the forefront now.
Yeah.
So it's a different world we live in.
Well, no,
and,
your debate with that, I shouldn't call it a debate, but your discussion the other day, I mean, it was like no more fighting. Can we take hockey without fighting?
I don't want to see it, but it might be something that we see down the road.
Like,
I hope not, because that's how they police themselves. We do have to step aside here, take a quick break. When we come back, we will get a lot more here. It's the Weekend Kickoff brought to you by Vegas Discount Nutritions. When we come back, let's see. We'll look at UFC 210 a little bit coming up April the 8th. Also, in honor of Armando being here and Phil not being here, we're going to talk a little WrestleMania.
Sunday, baby, Sunday.
Stick around. Lots more to come.